With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jeffrey Wolfe and Tobias Wolfe have become important fiction writers in recent years. But many readers didn't know until the publication of Tobias' new memoir that they are brothers.
We write about such different things. You would never guess from our material, our fiction anyway, that we were brothers.
That's Tobias Wolfe, who, in his book, This Boy's Life, reveals that he and his brother were raised in different families after their parents' divorce. Jeffrey with his father, Tobias with his mother.
My mother was connected to some men who I really had to kind of struggle to survive with. I think my life was something of a struggle for survival at an age when a lot of boys perhaps don't have to think about that.
Tobias Wolfe's mother moved to the state of Washington, where she married a man called Dwight, who was callous and often brutal. For example, Dwight stole Tobias' newspaper root earnings and sold Tobias' favorite gun to buy a dog. Wolfe says he's not worried about confronting Dwight if Dwight recognizes himself in the book.
Let him. I simply put down what he did. I make no judgments in there, if you've noticed, on him. I don't say he was a bad man or he was this kind of a man. I simply record what he did. But there's nothing in there that isn't true.
Tobias Wolfe changes the names of people and places, and the reader discovers that as a child, Tobias called himself Jack.
I've been reading Jack London stories and was carried away by the visions of self-sufficiency and toughness and all the things that I wasn't.
Tobias Wolfe paints a disturbing portrait of childhood in a superb memoir, This Boy's Life, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Tobias Wolfe is skeptical of books that romanticize childhood.
This is a kind of image of the golden time in a life from which everything else is a falling away and a diminishing. And I simply don't see it that way at all. I see life as getting better and better as I grew farther and farther from childhood.
Tobias Wolfe had less than a happy childhood, as he tells us in a memoir, This Boy's Life. Wolfe says the idea that it is wonderful to be a child in America is a myth.
In fact, almost nobody had it. There was no ideal childhood because it's all particular.
After his parents' divorce, Wolfe was raised by his mother. She remarried a man who brutalized Tobias physically and emotionally. Tobias himself stole, lied, cheated, drank, and he forged school transcripts to lie his way into a private school.
I made up a person, basically. I wrote my own letters of recommendation, and I filled out the grades in ink, straight A's, and said wonderful things about myself. I invented a swimming team for the school, which it didn't have, and wrote a letter from the coach, and I made myself out to be the person that, in a funny way, I really thought I was.
At one point, Tobias Wolfe started to analyze his deceit and deception.
This is either a crook or a writer. This person's going to be one of the two. I have the advantage of knowing he ended up being a writer, but it could have gone just as easily the other way.
Tobias Wolfe has matured into an exceptional writer, as the book about his dismal childhood attests. This Boy's Life was published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Tobias Wolfe admits it has been an awkward experience revealing himself to the world in a new book about his sad childhood.
It's when you're writing fiction, you at least have one more safeguard, which is that you've had the mask of fiction in front of you. It isn't me they're talking about, it's my characters. When you're writing a memoir and you're saying, this is me, or who I used to be anyway, then judgments on the book are very hard to separate from judgments about oneself.
Tobias Wolfe's memoir, This Boy's Life, depicts the young Tobias as a liar and petty thief and a victim of a mean-spirited stepfather. But Wolfe says to have disguised the book as fiction would have meant he would have to show the motivation for the stepfather's brutality.
This boy, who was at his mercy, did not know the causes for that. He only felt the consequences of it. And that's what my duty is to record here.
As he wrote, Tobias Wolfe showed his book to his mother, and their recollections of the past would sometimes clash, such as the memory of a hunting dog.
And that dog, in my memory, was a monster. I mean, it was the ugliest dog. But my mother is very funny, because she hated the dog, too. But she remembers the dog as being very handsome.
The Atlantic Monthly Press published This Boy's Life by Tobias Wolfe.
For me, the experience of writing the book was to see how the solidity of a bond between two people can survive all kinds of hardships and sustain those two people over time.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.